Yeah. Hey guys, glad to be here. Oh yeah, South Mumbai is, I guess, it's pretty normal. So if you go down and you walk around, definitely there are a lot of people on the streets and all. I think around 2 weeks ago, so I went to the Marine Drive side, and it's not as crowded as it used to be, but there were quite a lot of people over there, and there was a long line outside Pisa, by the way. You got a lot of people. You know, they started some unlimited brunch or something, so you got a lot of people over there. So yeah, I think it's not really gone back to normal, but yeah, I mean, there's definitely efforts towards normalcy in South Mumbai. And yeah, I think also yesterday, it was my friend Tawfiq's birthday, our friend Tawfiq's birthday, and so yesterday I just went and met him, we spoke, and I gave him a brownie. So yeah, things are getting back to normal. Yeah, I don't know. So it's okay if Edgar, definitely I owe you something, but in the past, I think I've mentioned in the past sessions that I tried to give something to Lionel for his birthday, but the guy just doesn't want anything, so. No. Yeah, I haven't come across it. I have no context on that. I'll check it out. I'll check it out. Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, people have a lot of time because their commutes are no longer there. So I guess they have a lot of time actually, you know, they have a lot of time to actually go online, search, and basically make all this stuff. And I think it's like the same thing we can say about social media. It's the same thing in the sense that the food may look great, but it's not always palatable. So, yeah. Isn't it like, don't you just have to, what do you call this? Mash all the ginger and the garlic together. Is there something unique in making a ginger garlic paste? It's supposed to be whitish. Yeah. Jesus. It doesn't. Yeah. Yeah, so I mean they are all, I mean chicken fried rice is one of those ubiquitous corporate India food. I mean every vendor in corporate, if you go to any office building, there would always be a vendor who gives the Chinese counter. So I think all of us definitely are familiar with chicken fried rice. So yeah, I mean, it's been a while since I had chicken fried rice. I think I used to have it once a week when I was actually going to my office. So I thought this time, let me just, try and make it. And it was pretty easy. I mean, it's just about separately frying. So it's about separately frying all the ingredients in a wok and stuff like that. So it was a pretty easy process. I think one issue I had was that I overcooked the rice or something, so the rice had an overwhelming taste. That was my only issue. Yeah. You get the best indoor Chinese food. So basically I would say that so the first thing is you need French beans, you need green peas, and you also need carrots. So these three things I basically took. One issue I had is while I was at the store, the bean clusters and the French beans looked really, really close to each other. I'm not sure whether you guys know the difference between a bean cluster and basically a cluster bean versus a French bean. Yeah. So instead of buying French beans, in the end, I actually bought cluster beans, which is like a totally different type of beans. So yeah, that is there. So then basically I just take those, you fry them a bit in a saute, you put in a little bit of soy sauce in there, and you basically fry it. For the chicken, what I did was I basically took a chicken breast, basically just cut them into chunks, and then marinated the chicken breast in soy sauce for like half a day or so they get that soy sauce taste. And then basically, so then just basically fry both the chicken and the vegetable separately. And then the rice, I made it separately also. And then just mash them all together and just fry them a bit while using generous portion of soy sauce. And then you came out with something that looks like, what do you call this? That looks like French, like looks like chicken fried rice, and which can probably, you know, put it on Instagram. No, yeah, I just got it from Google. I think this chicken fried rice is one of those recipes that you can just find anywhere. It's a very simple recipe, actually. Makes sense. So basically, my favorite food is actually, I like all this burgers and stuff. So I'm really a big burger fan. So I don't know. So if I go to burgers, I think the best place for burgers was actually, there was this place in Bandra called Yorick's. So one friend of mine actually told me to go over there, and they only have takeaway. They don't have any sitting area or so. And it's like when I first ordered, they actually gave me like a big box. So you know those boxes where you get like a lamp or something, they give you a box. So they just gave me a white indiscrepant box, and I'm like wondering what the hell, because normally we don't get stuff like that. But yeah, it was like a big burger with a toothpick in, and it was pretty good. So it had like, it was I think a mutton burger or pulled pork. So it had a lot of stuff like cheese, pulled pork, pickles, stuff like that. So that was a pretty good place. There's also another place. Oh yeah, so pretty expensive burger. It was between 400 to 500 bucks. But yeah. But it was worth it. And I think also, I don't know why, but Bandra has the best burger joints over there. So there's also another place called Frisbee's in Bandra. Over there also they have pretty good burgers. Nice, very full of sauce and thick meat and stuff like that. So yeah, now I think I've been missing those, specifically now because of the whole lockdown and stuff. I have to get only from this McDonald's or what's this thing called, Burger King. So over there it's not as great as if you go to all these single chains, because you can actually taste the love in them. No. Yeah, but I'm in South Mumbai. No one is going to deliver all the way from Bandra to South Mumbai, right? It's just, there is a limit to how far away they'll deliver. So yeah. But otherwise, if you're talking about non-sandwich food, there was this place called GT. So there's a hospital called GT Hospital, and they had their own canteen. Yeah, man. So they are, because it's a hospital, there's a police station nearby. I think they try and make sure that the food is nice and healthy and stuff. So yeah, I have gone there a lot just to pick up stuff. Yeah, we have gone. Yeah. We have gone there as a big giant group, remember? Around 10 people or so have just gone over there. We have to go through all those winding streets and all that because it's in the interior like thing. It's not on the main road or anything, right? They don't pay GST, do they? Customer service. For me, not. I like to think of myself as having an iron stomach, so I don't really ever get food poisoning or sort. But yeah, the only reason I'll never ever go back is if it costs too much or if the service is a little bit rude. So yeah. No, I have had a bad stomach, but. I'm not really remember right now, as of now. But I don't really have any no-go places. I think I'll have to think a bit, I guess. Make you share. I would think that one annoying thing I have is, like, you go out to, basically you want to meet friends, you guys want to talk and stuff, and then you go to a place where the noise is turned, where there's a lot of background noise. So, for example, we had gone to that Irish pub cafe, so they play very loud music, so you can't even talk to the person opposite you, or stuff like that. So yeah, that is pretty annoying. And I think another thing that probably we don't like is when the waiters basically the waiters keep messing up with their orders. So like you order, I think this happened to, remember we had gone there was this pub called Pub Robot or something. We had met, which one? Yeah. Over there also, I think Craig had ordered one beer, they gave him a different beer, and then he spent the whole time over there just trying to figure out whether it was the same beer, then he had to go and talk to the guy and stuff. So like, these places where your orders just keep getting messed up, and you know, you have to actually, you can't just live the moment, you have to actually be vigilant and stuff like that, that also takes you a bit out of the whole mood. Yeah. No, he retired. For Anna, yeah, so I think when I was staying in the hostel and stuff, I would say his food was okay. Once in a while he used to basically, so his parathas were really famous. So what happens is sometimes if he had an excess of parathas or so, he used to just give it to the hostelites for free. So that's why you normally had to always be one of the first to go for lunch, for dinner, just in case you get free parathas. So which is why that was one of the few surprises. You're going down and all of a sudden you see a plate of parathas and you're really happy and stuff. So yeah, that was one of the few things. And we used to have an annual hostelite day and stuff. Over there, he used to make quite a spread. So, you know, all the high class vegetarian dishes and stuff. So there, I mean, he can do a good job when he has to. You had to pay Anna separately for the food. So what he used to do is he had a register, which was the register, and every time you ordered something, he would write it down. And ideally, every month you would go, you would check the register, and you would, pay him. So it was not included in the hostel fees, it was more in terms of pay as you go, like that. Wow. I think one of the major disasters that happened to me was so basically when the lockdown started, normally I would go like 1 week to the grocery stores, but now I had to go lesser because there was long lines and stuff. So I had a great idea that in order to make the food last longer, I should start putting it in the fridge or the freezer. So I put eggs in the freezer. So I'm not sure what, yeah, so basically once I pulled them out and started trying to use them, the whole yolk, the white part had basically crystallized and stuff, and even when they melted, they never behaved like an egg ever again, or at least like it more like an ice cream or something like that. So that is my main kitchen. I should have. Yeah, I don't think that will reverse the damage. But yeah, it was a learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.